My sheep hear my voice. Every fourth Sunday in the season of Easter is always dedicated to what we call the Good Shepherd. Jesus has the Good Shepherd. And there's so much that can be said about this image, so much that can be preached on. So I think maybe for the next 45 minutes, I'll do just that, okay? It'll be great. Now instead, let's focus on one part, and that is the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd has a voice, and the people, his sheep, recognize his voice, and they follow him. Do you know that shepherds often have multiple flocks? So you might have multiple shepherds with multiple flocks at like a same grazing ground, you know. So especially in Israel, they might be hard to find. So when you do find one with your flock, you end up being there with other flocks and other shepherds. And it can get kind of messy. All the sheep's together, hard to tell them apart. So you know what the shepherds did? Each shepherd had a distinct cry, a distinct pitch, or a distinct shout through which they would use, and their own sheep then would recognize their shepherd and follow him. That's how they were able to separate them, through the voice of the shepherd. Jesus' voice is one voice among many. Yeah, as he says, there's multiple shepherds out there, multiple voices, multiple shouts. So which one are we going to follow? The voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd of Jesus, is a voice of love and sacrifice, as he goes on in his good shepherd discourse. So those who are in tune to love and sacrifice will recognize the voice of Jesus. Because sometimes what can happen is we can listen to the voices that talk about a self-absorption. So what do I mean by that? A voice that cries out to fulfill your own needs and wants in life. We hear it all the time. We're bombarded with commercialism that tells us you have to consume this stuff, to buy this stuff, to be happy. Sometimes we're also following the voices of, again, others of who, you know, talk about it's all about us. Sometimes our conscience and the voices we listen to could be the pop culture. It could be our political party. But we have to ask ourselves, will those things literally lay down their life for us? Will the voices that sometimes we're attracted to, that tells us that it's all about us and all about me, we have to ask ourselves, will they die for us? Do they care that much about us? The voice of the Good Shepherd is one who literally walks ahead of us, as Jesus says in this passage, in this gospel, walks ahead of us. And where is he walking to? He's walking towards the cross, and then eventually from the cross to his resurrection, and then from his resurrection to the right hand of the Father. But that path to the Father begins with sacrifice. It begins with his glorification, not at the resurrection, but on the cross. When the love of God is literally manifested to us, we look at the cross and we see a God who loves us so deeply that he goes to that point. That's the voice of the Good Shepherd. And if we develop that mentality that life isn't about just us and our needs and our wants, but life is about love and sacrifice, we will follow the Good Shepherd. We will hear his voice and follow him. There's also another voice out there that can sometimes tell us that we're not worthy to be loved by God in that way. Some people struggle with the fact that they can't handle the fact that God loves them that much for whatever reason. They feel themselves insignificant. They feel themselves burdened by their sins. Whatever it is, they don't listen to the voice of the shepherd because they think they're not worthy of the love of the shepherd. That's also a lie. It doesn't matter whether you're worthy or not, he wants to give it to you. He doesn't go onto the cross for us to then say, oh, well, I'm not good enough for it. Well, yeah, we're kind of not. But don't let it go in vain. He wants to give it to you and to me anyway. There's so many distractions in life, so many voices out there. A voice that tells us to love ourselves, or a voice that tells us they're not worthy of it. But either way, those voices lead to despair, to unhappiness, and to death. They get us nowhere. At the very end of this gospel passage, Jesus says, I have come that they might have life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. The voice of the Good Shepherd is one of this self-sacrificial love that he has for us. It's definitely a voice that's worth following. May God bless you.